This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies say the Kremlin is blocking a medical evacuation to Germany, insisting that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say contained poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. The chief doctor at Navalny's hospital said evacuating him abroad would place his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Vladimir Putin is said to be convinced Lukashenko will weather the opposition with his rule intact. Mali's military junta has reportedly released two senior government officials detained during the coup against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This as a UN human rights delegation met overnight with the ousted leader. There has been no word from Keïta since Tuesday, when he dissolved parliament, then resigned after being detained at gunpoint, deepening a crisis facing a country already struggling to fend off an Islamist militant insurgency. The release of Mali's finance minister and the president's private secretary came as junta leaders held discussions with political officials about creating a transitional authority. Reuters reports that despite all of the above, the streets of the capital, Bamako, today are calm for the third straight day.